Sometimes on Facebook they pop up, reminders of what you were doing on this day, at this time last year, or this time 5 years ago. I came upon this blast from the past. You might remember those times. General Assembly cancelled. Among the many readjustments brought on by the pandemic has been that the annual meeting of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland in Edinburgh during the month of May has been cancelled. Normally 1,200 or so commissioners meet at the Assembly Hall on the Mound, just up from Prince's Street, to discuss issues of concern or interest to the Church and to determine directions, priorities and strategies for the future, but not this year. Our minister and one of our elders, Laurent Jamon, has been commissioned to attend this year, along with Prince William, appointed as the Queen's Lord High Commissioner. It seems likely that those commissions will be held over until next year. No presbytery in Budapest. Also a casualty of the present situation is the meeting of the International Presbytery in Budapest, scheduled for October. It was felt that the continuing uncertainties about travel, the hospitality industry and the likely increased costs should flights need to be cancelled or adjusted meant that recourse should be made to Zoom and that the presbytery would simply have to manage with meeting remotely. Congregational annual meeting postponed. The effect of the virus has been that our planned congregational AGM that was set for May has had to be postponed until later in the year. Those were the days. The terrible, life-altering, society-shifting, game-changing, church-upheavaling days. We shuddered, we trembled, we adjusted, we coped. Work patterns changed, education suffered, family life was reshaped, couples were challenged by lockdown. When they write the history books, we will be there. Those times writ large. And the church at large and local had to deal with it all, financially, fellowship-wise, worship-wise. People began to find different ways of doing Sunday, or not doing it at all. Those just clinging on, some clung, and some let go. Treasurers racked their brains to find ways of presenting the facts and explaining the situations, motivating the members. And we all tried to learn new skills, turn our negatives into positives. This is one of the positives. You are one of the positives. The recurring themes of the General Assembly last week, meeting in hybrid form, new phrases for new times, the recurring themes were crisis, change, and responses to those. Not everyone liked the responses. There was talk of hurt and disillusionment among congregations and ministers as the plan was unfolding, unravelling, being pushed through, depending on how you saw it. No one liked it. No one wanted it. No one had a better plan to deal with the shortages of ministers, shrinking resources, unmanageable expectations of what the church should be doing and how it should be doing it everywhere. How could anyone come away from that maelstrom of negativity unwounded by cold, hard reality? That sense of retrenchment, diminishing influence, hard choices, stark, unforgiving statistics. Well, the music helped. The singing helped. The praise reminded us whose side we are on and who is on our side. We felt the power of the people of God. We heard the stories of faith under pressure, glorious works of compassion, humbling instances of faithful service, honourable and influential in the lives of so many people. The songs and the singing reminded us that solutions will not come out of our hesitancy, negativity, apathy or defeatism, but from a believing people, confident in Christ and his good news for a broken, hurting world, adrift on an ocean of materialism and short-termism. From a church which understands that throwing in the towel in the face of the challenges is not an option, and that if there is work to be done and giving to be given and sleeves to be rolled up, new directions to be taken, more prayers to be said, more inconvenient sacrifices to be embraced, then we're good for that. Our hand is up. We declare, count us in. We understand that a way forward won't just happen. initiatives are ours to take. So today I want you to imagine how it feels to be there at the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland with Christians from across the world, Christians from all denominations, Christians from across the Church of Scotland, from Barra to Brussels, from Peterhead to Paris, and we stand to sing, "Ye gates, lift up your heads." And bread and wine are shared, and because of what they mean, and what they tell us about a love that spans the world, and forgiveness that reaches into the private chapel of the soul, because of the one who meets us at his table and invites each individual to share his grace and know his love, because of that, the hairs rise in the back of your neck as we sing. And you are in, and you want to be in this. You want to serve him to the last ounce of your energy, passion and love. Listen to the song, sing the song, and feel it. Feel it in your heart.